Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Ons skop die naweek af met die reuse koue front wat oor groot dele van die land lê. Dit het reeds vroeg vanoggend in Gauteng gereën en nog enkele ongekende winterbuie en donderbuie kan voorspel word vir Gauteng asook dele van Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes en dan sal dit begin ooptrek. Pretoria en Rustenburg op na 17, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 16, Polokwane 21 en 'n sonnige dag en 'n lekker aand vanaand in Mbombela op na 22 grade.
In Sellingill op die N1 syte ongeluk by Rivonia weg, verkeer is nog ons onverrig.
Die departement van gesondheid sal vanoggend toesien hoe mediese dokters wat hulle studies voltooi het by verskeie universiteite in Kiba gradueer. Die 70 mediese dokters se gradeplegtigheid sal gehou word by die Sefako Makgato Gesondheidswetenskappe Universiteit buite Pretoria. Dis deel van die Nelson Mandela Fidel Castro mediese opleidingsprogram. En 'n nuwe hoofstuk in Suid-Afrikaanse rugby geskiedenis begin vandag wanneer die heel eerste Springbok winkel in die Sandton City winkelsentrum in Johannesburg sy deure oopmaak. Die winkel is gister tydens 'n spesiale seremonie ingewy en het die amptelike Nike replika spandrag as ook 'n nuwe klerereeks genaamd Springboks. Ek Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
It's a pretty big sporting weekend, but first, some pretty sad news. The death of Liverpool and Portugal star Diogo Jota in a car crash aged 28 has left the football world in shock. He and his brother André Silva both died following the crash in the Spanish province of Zamora. He was on his way back to Liverpool, making the trip by car on the advice of doctors rather than flying after undergoing minor surgery. The Women's Africa Cup of Nations starts tomorrow in Morocco. Banyana Banyana are the reigning champions after beating the current hosts in the previous final 2 years ago. South Africa kick off their campaign on Monday against Ghana. The opening match tomorrow will pit the hosts against Zambia. Also, start of the Tour de France with the reigning champion looking to defend his title, starting in Lille for a fourth time. Slovenian becoming the first rider, Pogačar rather, to win six stages in a single edition since Mark Cavendish back in 2009. Still tickets available for tomorrow's test between the Boks and Italy at Loftus. Go to Ticketmaster or the SA Rugby website. Kickoff is at 10 past 5. Also, curtain raiser for that match when the Springbok women play Canada. Captain Nolusindi Soboi will lead the team for a record 22nd time in her 51st test match, and that's at 1:30 at Loftus.
I'm Kola Jenga. Random question for you.
Yebo.
Who takes the money? Who gets the money from the Springbok shop?
From the Springbok shop, I would assume it's an SA Rugby going to help the coffers of the union.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there like a give back or a plow back into development? Or
Well, I mean, any sporting federation is ultimately responsible for making its own funds, though they are supported by government. Rugby is not really unique. I mean, football works in pretty much the same way. Government will fund as what they can.
And do they have shops? I'm asking because I don't know. I mean, you made it sound like it's a first.
Yeah, so the unions have shops. So they'll have a Blue Bull store at Loftus, for instance, at Ellis Park and so on. But there's never been a Springbok shop that sells Springbok goods. So this one is a proper standalone store in Sandton City. And yeah, hopefully it will help make them enough money to drop the ticket prices.
Mm-hmm. That's where that went. Yeah. So on that topic. Wow.
Had to get
I just
later,
just put your breadcrumbs down.
The last time Nick Mallett complained about this, he lost his job as Springbok coach.
Yeah, but listen, on a serious note, though, even Loftus is not sold out tomorrow for a Springbok game, which is worrying. But okay, maybe it's good news for you if you are still looking to buy tickets. There are tickets available. Or you can keep your eye on our social media and you could win tickets to the Springboks versus Italy tomorrow.
That's right.
In Pretoria.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
I'm moving on, I got one boom shack.
Music.